This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Regular gum is boring, but Icebreakers ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreakers gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreakers ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and I'm pretty hyped today to have Rob 49 in the building.
Yeah, man, what y'all doing?
How you feeling?
Good, bro.
It's crazy. I feel like right now there's like kind of a lack of up-and-coming rappers that people are excited about, and I see you as being like one of the main people that people I know are actually like really talking about and like hopping somebody's car and they're playing your stuff. It's been dope to see.
Nah, man, I ain't gonna lie. I'm appreciative of that. Just because I ain't never think I'd get this far for real, probably.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
And when did you start to like even be able to envision that you might have a bigger potential future ahead of you?
Probably doing interviews.
Really?
Telling me like, yeah, you wanted them, like everybody feel the same way. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know my like sometimes I used to do interviews where they got 2 pages of talking points, 3 pages of talking points. Like now it's like, all right, you got like 6 talking points, like
right.
Because you know this.
Right.
And that's when I went out, all right, they know some shit.
So they had more questions because they felt like they didn't know enough about you?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Yeah. So, okay, you're from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Can we talk a little bit about what it was like growing up out there?
Most definitely. I mean, like, I don't know, it's a lot of poverty everywhere. Like, I be going places at night and I see a lot of hustlers and everywhere, like people known for how they hustle and stuff. Like New Orleans ain't never had that. Like,
really? It's just so broke that don't even exist?
It don't even exist. Everybody don't be a kill out there. Nobody don't get no money. Facts.
Damn, yeah, because when I was listening to you talk about it, definitely you painted a picture where I was like, oh, this is like a uniquely fucked up place. Or like this is a different situation than what we're talking about when we talk about people who are living in the hood in New York or LA or some shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. So, okay, when you were young, like, what was your family environment like?
My mom was home. My dad was in the feds.
Since what age? Like, before you were born or, like, when you were real young?
My dad went to the feds when I was, like, four. He did, like, 12 years.
Oh, so he's out now?
Yeah, he's out now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was that like, though, like, having to communicate to him through the phone or go to visit him or what?
I might have said, yeah, we was going to visit him, talking to him through the phone and shit. He was always that old, like, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't one of them who went to jail and now y'all don't talk no more. And when he get out, he just won't be dad. And like, nah, he used to be telling me certain stuff, like building my mind up to be grown and shit, like.
Right.
Yeah.
And so your mom, like, I'm assuming she had a pretty good head on her shoulders if she was able to take care of you. How many brothers and sisters you have?
I got one big sister and one little sister.
Okay.
Yeah. On my daddy's side, I got a lot of them, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
but you weren't really close to them, so you don't really count
them? No. I count them. But it's so many, like, I'm not even about to name them for you, like, because I really love all of them the same. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what kind of kid were you as a young guy?
I don't know. I wanted to be a good kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't until high school and I started, like, doing bad, like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just wanted to be a good kid, though. Like, in a project, you know, you got no choice but to do bad.
Really?
But I just wanted something for my life, like, you know what I'm saying?
When was the first time that you can recall feeling like you had to, like, get into some bad
I can't say that because I grew up in a project, so it's not like that. It's like, you had to do bad shit, like, every day, like, if a won't smoke, you gotta handle it. Like, I'm saying high school because now you got your own mind. You choose what you want to do, like, you know what I'm saying? So probably like high school.
Right.
Yeah.
What was, like, what kind of stuff were you watching? Because I heard you talking about the sort of early days of Cash Money and shit.
Yeah.
And how, and I was thinking about it, I'm like, damn, that must have been such a massive, overwhelming influence on anybody coming from there.
Yeah. I was watching Wayne a lot. I ain't gonna lie. Like, that Amelie video, like Amelie, like that type of time I was on Wayne. Like even in high school, I was on Wayne Heaven when he dropped Holly Weez and Sorry for the Way Too. Like, man, that was wild. Like,
right.
Yeah, for sure.
Because for somebody like me from the East Coast, like when I saw the Ha video back in the day, and not only is that like one of the best music videos of all time, and I've like kind of realized that over the years, is that a lot of people have that opinion of it, but then also just like, just seeing the environment that we were growing up in, it was just kind of like real powerful to us. And painted the picture.
That's what I'm telling you. Like, that's the environment I grew up in. Mm-hmm. Our project looks the same.
Right.
Exactly how that Han video looked with Juvenile. That's exactly how my project looked.
Definitely.
Like, terrorized every day. Like.
And you still stay there for the most part, or is it like?
Nah. Well, I still be in the hood like a lot, but I be trying to stay out of that. Like.
But if you're from New Orleans, where do you move to? Be able to have like a little bit of a safer existence. You just move to like the suburbs, or
you gotta move like an hour away, bro. Slidell or somewhere. Yeah, it's the whole New Orleans is like this, from uptown to downtown to the east to the West Bank. Like, there's no way you can go and just be safe. Like, but that's what I don't really be like speaking too much on that. Like New Orleans so big, bad and gangster because everywhere got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got the same
I mean, especially as soon as you're a famous rapper.
Yeah, when you're a rapper, you're around and you see this shit. Like, oh, you grew up just like me. Like,
right.
So, yeah, I don't be trying to make it like that now.
Definitely. So, okay, what was your high school career like?
I was playing basketball and shit.
Okay.
I remember getting, like, I tore my ACL in ninth grade. I never really got back on the team. So, I was selling weed to my teammates and shit, like. I remember that shit.
When did you start selling weed? Because that's like a huge focus in a lot of your music. I realized like, he really sold weed. All right.
Probably like 10 grand.
Right.
Probably like 10 grand. I started selling weed for real. I remember ninth grade, one of my partners, rest in peace, Tilo, he was selling weed. And, I used to be telling him like, man, you tripping, bro. Like, I don't want nothing to do with that. Like, and then 10th grade, I remember I started selling weed. Called me like, man, he telling me you out here selling weed, man. What you doing? I'm like, man.
Did it feel like you were doing like a serious crime though at that time, or did it feel like it
for
was
sure
kind of
it was
whatever?
A serious crime, for sure. Because I mean, I'm young, but I was selling pounds and shit. Like, I was bringing weed in school and shit. Like, that's not supposed to be happening.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, even just the weed stinking through your backpack, that's got to be a problem.
Nah, I had this little jar. I had the jar, the no smell jar.
Right. Where are you getting it from?
One of my homies' stepdaddy.
Okay.
And one of my homies stepped that.
He had a little operation going, and you were like, I got to get in here?
Yeah, it was there. I remember when my first thing I ever sold, it was me and my best friend, Z. We sold a half, 14 grand. And he sold a seven, I sold a seven. But we had to re-up with 100 of these dollars, so we split $40. Here, you get 20, I get 20. Nah, for real, I remember that shit.
Was there a moment there?
Hustling for nothing.
Yeah, you were like.
Hustling hard.
I'm taking too much risk to be making nothing off this shit.
Nah, facts.
Damn. So like that, you're talking about it like it's a real broke city, but there's definitely people still trying to cop some weed.
Nah, for sure. That's why they broke. Trying to cop weed. Sure.
There's a lot of people who are in that situation, or even like, you know, you'll hear rappers like after they fall off talking about their weed consumption and just they clearly like regret it so much that they just blew through such huge amounts of money on it.
Nah, facts though.
But were you smoking weed at the same time back then?
Nah, I ain't smoke weed. That's why I was a good hustler though. My partner in the smoke, I used to be telling him like, bro, you know, if you stop smoking, we gonna get rich off this, like, for real.
Right.
But they wanted to smoke. I was the only one that ain't smoked.
Damn. So
all of them smoked.
You think that was important to you being successful in that world?
For sure. It don't make no sense to smoke and sell something you're smoking.
Yeah.
Cause you looking at it like, man, it's just a gram. I'm gonna just hit a gram out of it.
Right.
That's $10, bro. Like, that's how I was looking at it. Like, bro, you blowing me. Like, you smoking a half a day.
Right.
Smoking a seven. That's $50.
It's crazy when I see somebody like smoking like many, many blunts per day, and I know they're broke as fuck. And I'm just like, this is what you fucking chose to do with your money.
For real, bro. That's like a broke nigga always got on designer.
You see a lot of that.
Nah, for sure. Well, I don't know if a nigga broke. I don't know a nigga's situation. But I see a lot of these niggas with designer, and I don't think they got it like that.
Nah, definitely. Yeah, I would see people with, like, when I had the store on Melrose, I would see people were coming in with Gucci belts, and I'd just be looking at them like, you do not have $500 to be spending on that shit.
Man, what, bro? I don't even got it like that, and I got it like that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
But see, that is the thing, is that somebody like you, who's a rapper, and you got to have a new outfit in every video, and every time you go to a club, you got to be looking different, you got to have new jewelry every so often, whatever. And then like normal people start to think like, oh, that's what it means to be successful. If I want to be successful, then I got to basically live the same life that he's living.
Nah, thanks, though. I might start selling my clothes, though. Mm. No sense to keep this shit.
I've thought about that. Nah, but
you don't want niggas to think you fell off, though, huh?
Well, it's more like if I get a package of like 10 hoodies from some brand and I wear I wear each of them once, or like I wear like half of them once, and then I'm like, well, I just want to get rid of this shit. I'll just give it to the office and just give it out to everybody who works here and shit, because I feel kind of weird starting up like a little online store to sell shit that people just gave to me.
Man, listen, bro. Oh, yeah, see, that's different.
You're talking about the designer. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, see, I seen Kim Kardashian do it.
And I did too. And I thought like, oh, do I really think I'm too good for this for if really? Kim's doing it?
She doing it. I'm not too good for this. I'm not selling my brother. Nobody thinks she broke.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of fucking celebrities doing it. No, the craziest one I seen is there's this YouTuber named Emma Chamberlain, and she had it on her web store that if you pay her $10,000, she will write you a nice DM.
That's smart.
She'll DM you and just let you know that she appreciates you.
I ain't lying. I like that. I might do that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pay me a little less, but I like that.
Yeah, I can see it. I mean, shit, I'll write a DM for 10 grand.
Okay.
All day. All right, so do you ever get caught selling weed, or was your high school career pretty smooth in terms of the streets and the law?
I was about to get caught one time. I remember we were leaving our school, like the bell had rang.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my coaches kept getting in front of me, like I'm trying to walk out. Like, you know, he's trying to, like, and he got in front of me, like, man, they know that's you, don't bring that shit tomorrow. But he fucked with me hard. Like, I ain't bring it tomorrow. They searched the fuck out of me.
Really?
At the front door, because they used to be searching me at the front door because I played basketball.
Uh-huh.
So I used to have it in my basketball book set with all my shoes and all that. So they like, oh, all right, basketball.
Right.
So they ain't never searched me, but they knew that day. He told me don't bring it, and I ain't bring it.
You didn't bring it. So you got away from any kind of problem there?
Yeah, I got away from it.
Damn, that's lucky. So
but I remember that shit like it was yesterday, too. That's crazy. Like, I remember him trying to stand in front of me like it was yesterday. I don't know what the fuck.
You think somebody snitched on you?
It wasn't successful.
That's got to be the best, or the number one way of getting caught when you're just selling like small amounts of drugs and shit, especially in high school. Like,
I'm not saying I ain't even was bringing enough to school to like be telling, like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm probably bringing half to school. Like, I wasn't even bringing that much, and right. I'm giving 7 grams to him. I'm giving 2 grams to him just so they can hear. You said we in school now, like, you know what I'm saying.
But we're talking about like the sort of like younger version of you selling weed. Did you ever get it to the point where you were really doing well for yourself, like as time went by?
Yeah, for sure. Probably like 11, 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like 12th grade. 12th grade, I was doing good. Like, I finally had a wad of money, like that I could spend. Like,
right.
I mean, my mama found it. She's like, "What you doing?" But yeah, I remember that.
You just made up like a crazy lie, or did you have to tell her what it was?
I don't even remember what I told you.
Oh, this is your mom, okay.
Huh?
I told your
daddy. Oh, yeah, she told my daddy, and my daddy was asking me what I was doing and shit. I told my daddy the truth, though.
Right.
Well, matter of fact, I didn't tell my daddy the truth. I told my daddy my partner was the one doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But he wound up telling my daddy the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
But how did your dad even approach something like that while he was locked up? Like,
he had got out.
Oh, okay.
And I say I was full. He did. This was 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
He did like 12.
But is that the kind of crime that like your dad just sort of has to be like, you know, it's not a big enough deal for me to really freak out about it?
Oh, man, my dad, like, I remember I told him I was selling weed because he went to jail for selling dope. So he told me, like, man, you hustling. I'm about to start back hustling. Like, we ain't doing this. Like, so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't going for that.
But so you graduated high school?
Yeah, I graduated.
Okay. And you didn't try to go to college or anything? Like, what did you do after that?
I went to Southern.
For how long?
Probably like a year. And I just jumped out, started making music for the pandemic.
Really? So that's what egged you on to?
Yeah, it's like the pandemic made me start making music.
So you think you would have stuck with it in terms of school and everything if?
If the pandemic wouldn't have hit. Cause I wanted to finish school, like I said, I wanted to be something. Like, I knew that was the path to being something.
What were you thinking of doing with the degree that you were working on? Do you have any career dream in particular?
Not really, bro. I just wanted to finish school for my mom, like, for real. I remember I was telling her I was dropping out. I ain't even want to tell her that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just because I felt like I did everything for nothing. Like, you dropping out of school, you doing all this for nothing. Like,
yeah. It's just all that buildup of like, oh, damn, you made it through 10th grade, 11th grade. Now you're going to drop out in 12th grade. But then even once you make the college, it's like kind of more pressure because you're actually paying for it and shit. Uh-huh. Exactly. Damn, okay. So you hadn't really thought about rapping up until that point?
I ain't think about rapping. I had went to the studio with my partner one time and just said some shit on the mic. But other than that, no. My other partner was rapping. And he was in the studio. I told him, like, man, this song trash. Then wind up going to get some food. He came back and I had a song finished. He like, man, you do it. He came back and I had a song finished.
Did you feel like this was, like, were you already like a popular dude around town where like people
yeah,
were?
That's why it made sense for me because I was the one that everybody knew for real. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't grow up in every hood. Like, I didn't been through every hood. Like, so when niggas say, oh, Rob rapping. Be like, where Rob? I'm the Rob they want to hear, but nine times out of ten, you never gonna hear I'm rapping. So when they hear I'm rapping, they're like, what? Man, this what we doing then. Like, yeah, that's how it was, though.
It's weird because it's like we kind of like grew up thinking of hip hop as like, okay, the most popular, the coolest dude is gonna be the dude who starts rapping and has success with that. And then as time's gone by, it sometimes does feel like, oh no, like the popping new rapper is gonna be like the nerdy weird kid.
The nerdy weird man.
Got something else. Nah. He's creative and he's not the type of dude who's trying to fit in with everybody. Like, how would you describe the type of person you were? Because you seem like you were kind of like,
I'm about to say I was real popular in school and shit. Yeah. Like, if you went to my school and didn't know me, like, you was really nobody for real. Like, like, I was one of them all through my life for real, though.
Right.
So I'm one of them dudes that.
Regular gum is boring, but Icebreakers ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreakers gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreakers ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Like, they know, like, I...
As soon as you started rapping, though, did it feel like it was working? Like, people were really fucking with it?
Immediately.
Really?
Like, my first song, everybody was posting it, like, man, that's hard, like, yeah.
Damn, what do you think it was? You think you just, like, had you been thinking about rapping or, like, practicing? Or do you think that the flow just kind of came from you just being a natural?
I was big on music. Like, so I used to be listening to music all day, like Rick Ross, Young Thug. So I knew how to come at music. So that's all it was. Like, and then my partner and them, like, he went to this school. He went to this, all of us went to different schools. Mm-hmm. So when all of us in the video, there's so many different crowds come and see you. Like, you see what I'm saying? Even if I don't know everybody in his school, like, they come and see me because he in the video.
Right, definitely. Yeah, like, is there a lot of, like, underground street artists and stuff who are doing the things in New Orleans that you were inspired by, or were you mostly listening to, like, bigger artists?
Yeah, I was inspired by Nino Calvin, like, a lot. Like,
okay.
Nino Calvin, crazy. You got to do an interview with him.
Yeah, I got to check that out. I don't know about him.
Yeah, he Birdman nephew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he had to sit in on a lot. Like,
really?
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, for me, when the main artist that came to mind as soon as I realized you're from New Orleans was just Currency, who I understand that you had some conversations with and stuff.
Yeah, that's my dog.
Right. Were you listening to him coming up, or was it?
We grew up listening to Currency, but, like, not like Nino Calvin. Like, Nino Calvin, like, the hood, like, this what we need. Like, I remember when I remember pulling up to, they used to do a DJ outside. A DJ is like when a DJ set up on a block.
Right.
And everybody just come from every hood. They used to do a DJ. I remember sitting out there like with basketball and saw someone just looking like, man, this really Nino hood. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah, because, I mean, but we always use Currency as just an example of how you don't need to necessarily have like huge radio hits or anything like that. He just consistently built a brand for himself where he's just like this cool ass dude, keeps making the music that he likes. He doesn't compromise. And as a result, people just love him and they'll keep going to see him forever.
I'm on Currency album, man.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I'm on two of his albums. Yeah, Currency, my real dog.
So he's been fucking with me for a minute now, huh?
Yeah. He one of the first people to start fucking me. I was supposed to sign the check late.
Really? You think that would have been a good fit?
Probably not. Just because I wanted to be my own stepping stool, like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Currency over there, he got Chen Life. I wanted to have Vulture, and then we can collide if so. But mm-hmm. I wanted to be a boss, a big boss.
Yeah, you seem kind of independent.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Has there been any other artists to try to sign you that you thought about? I'm sure the Birdman offer came in, right? Yeah,
Birdman, Young Thug trying to sign me.
Really?
I ain't lying. I wanted to sign with Thug bad, but I was already signed.
Really?
Yeah.
To who'd you end up signing to?
I signed to C'est La Vie. That's out of Miami.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did that end up coming about?
Sean Cotton.
Oh, that's his label?
No. He just brought me to him.
He brought you to them. Okay.
Yeah. Like, because really, Sean Cotton did me an interview like this.
Really?
One of my homies from the city. I fuck with him so hard. He made clothes named Tunchi. He like, man, I want you to do an interview for my dog.
Mm-hmm.
I fucked with him so hard, I didn't even know who it was. I just went and did it because I was already living in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I do the interview. I still don't know nothing about Sean Cotton. Like, he said, I'm like, man, what's your gram? So when you're not the video, I'm going to fuck with it. Like, I'm the big dog. Like, I got 10,000 followers. Yeah. I'm going to fuck with it when you drive it.
Right.
So he got a blue check. I'm like, man, what the fuck is that? He got a blue check. So I just went follow him. Boom. I never looked at it again. Then I got to say Cheese interview out.
Mm.
I'm like, man, that's what that was.
That's
like,
when you started putting it together?
Yeah, I'm like, that's what that was. I did. I'm like, man, thank you and shit like that. He's like, man, I fuck with your music. Like, everybody keep telling me about you. I won't bring you to LA, but I won't make you big. You bring me to them.
And they were just enthusiastic right away?
Yeah. I thought they wasn't fucking me, though, because, like, we were sitting like this. And you know, everybody take a picture about Say Cheese, huh?
Uh-huh.
Around that time. Because I got signed when I had, like, 10,000 followers.
Right.
Like, I wasn't on shit. And I was getting up to go take a picture, but I see a cheese sign. One of them grabbed me, like, man, no, not right now. Sit down. I'm thinking, like, damn, I ain't good enough to take a picture, but I see a cheese sign. But the whole time, they see potential in me. Like, I want you. Like, we ain't doing that. That's for the niggas who we ain't really want like that.
Really? So they wanted to kind of keep it secretive or be able to build you up?
Yeah, they wanted to build me.
That's funny, because whenever I think about signing artists and No Jumper, it's like the same thing where it's like, on one hand, I would want to just put them on the channel, help blow them up. But then at the same time, it's like, you want to put them out there organically, and you don't want, like...
You don't
want
to look like an industry plant.
Exactly.
Because
if me or Sean Cotton signs somebody and puts it out there, like, signed him.
Oh, yeah, he keep posting this nigga. You blowing it. Like,
and it keeps a weird level of pressure on the artist where it's like, oh, you're supposed to already be big if this person's fucking with you, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I ain't lying. I told Sean, like, back then, I'm like, man, when I get there, I'm going to make sure everybody know, like, I know he's looking at the interview right now like, man, goddamn, he kept his word. Like,
right.
Nah, for sure.
So, but at what point did you almost join the Army?
I joined.
They oh, you did? Out. In what
they
year?
Let me out. They let me out last year.
Oh, okay. So how long were you in there?
I did 2 years.
2 years.
It's funny, when I first joined the Army, I was about to get kicked out the Army.
Really?
Yeah. They had me. The only reason I get kicked out, real nigga shit, I swear to God, this was some real gangster shit. Like, when we was sneaking out of base to go on, this is when Jules first came out, like vapes.
Uh-huh.
This is when vapes first came out.
You were sneaking out to get a vape?
We were sneaking out to go buy like 20 vapes, 30 vapes and phones and shit.
And you were stationed where?
In Fort Benning.
Where's that at?
That's in like Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, we're stationed in Fort Benning. So we used to come back on base and just be selling this shit. Like, if a Jewel, $20, we selling it for $200.
Prison.
Smacking them like over the top of the head because they can't do it because they scared to do it because it's illegal. You're not supposed to have it.
You're just not supposed to leave campus, or you're not supposed to be bringing this shit?
Leave camp. You're not supposed to. Nothing like this. This shit is like, it's the military. Like,
yeah.
You're not supposed to do none of this. We wind up getting caught, man. But I was recording a video of all this flexing with our money on one of the phones we had bought. But I ain't putting my face in. I'm like, yeah, we turned up. But you hear my voice, like yeah. I got a distinctive voice. Yeah. Like, you know who I'm is. Like,
yeah.
All of them, they wind up holding us over. Like, everybody graduated, everybody left, and they held us down. Man, everybody went to... First of all, we got caught because one of my dogs, his dumb ass, ain't put us... He put a lock on the phone, And they he left the phone charging in the bathroom. We're not even supposed to have phones for months. Like, why is you leaving a phone in the bathroom? They found a phone. They ain't got no screen save on it. And we bought this phone from Walmart. So this is not even your real phone. Your real phone is in a container.
Right.
They're like, who is this phone for? This dumbass gonna say me. Brother, we about to graduate, boy. If you don't let this phone be just gone, he's gonna say me. The people like, man, no, it's not. Man, my they like typing the code. He typed in the code. And they just were going through the phone. My dumbass Instagram was on the phone. Man, they came out there and said, guess who else was involved? And like, they say me, Rob.
Right.
Man, dog, I could have passed out, bro. We was out there for so long, dog. I know they was going to restart me. Or they were going to kick me out of the
home. Like, what, a full 2 years again? Or
yeah, we're going to have to do that whole 7 months to 6 months all over again. So I'm like, man, why would you need to say that? Oh, my God. Man, but they like, this ain't you. Like I said, my face wasn't in it. It's just them flexing. But it's my voice, though.
No case.
I'm like, no, it ain't me, brother. I swear to God, I stayed with that no for like a month. I remember the day I was finally about to tell him, was like, yeah, that's me, dog. You could just send me home because I ain't doing this no more. I was about to walk up to the dude, to the sergeant. He like, hold on, give me a second. So he wound up going like 30 minutes, come back. I was sitting out there waiting for this man. He come back with some food. He like, you Thomas, huh? I'm like, yeah. He like, watch who you do bad things with. They tell on you. I was the only one they tell. All them told, and they got kicked out. And I didn't.
Wow. Crazy. So they told on you as well, or they just told on each other?
They told on me like it was all on me.
Mm.
But I'm the only one ain't say nothing. I stayed with my no the whole time.
And you think they kind of respected the fact that you stuck with it?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, man, why don't you do bad stuff with they tell on you?
Wow.
I ain't even tell them nothing. I just was like, all right.
So you were able to graduate and all that?
I ain't even graduate. They just shipped me out.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you had like what? Like another year and a half where you're actually doing the thing?
Yeah.
What was that like?
I started rapping.
Oh, during all that?
Yeah, I started rapping.
I feel like this sounds like when we're talking about how independent you are and how it might have been hard to sign to an artist or some shit, is like, I imagine that you being in the military was a big change or a big challenge, right? Because it's probably so unbelievably strict physical activities.
I remember when I was joining the military, like I said, I was hustling with my best friend.
Uh-huh.
He telling me like, man, why are you joining that shit? Like, nah, nah. I'm telling him like, bro, I'm doing this for my kids and shit. I'm telling him this, like, he like, man, no, I don't hear that shit. So he didn't want me to join from the beginning, like, and then I joined and I just changed. I felt like I changed my whole life, like, you know what I'm saying?
You kind of appreciated the discipline and everything?
Yeah, that shit made me feel like I could do anything in this world. Like, I got out, I got back home. I was back in the hood and shit. I'm like, man, this shit probably ain't for me. Like, I started going to college. I just started rapping. I'm like, fuck it, I'm just do this.
Right. So you think that ultimately you're more capable of the rapper lifestyle than the...
Yeah, just because I wanted good for myself, that's why I did it. But I don't think that was the thing for me to do.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I could have did something better than that.
Yeah, like I like working out and shit. But
I met some good people and shit, but...
Like being in the gym, I like it, but I don't really think I'm a natural at it. Whereas like some of the dudes I work out with, I'm like, oh, you would like if you could only do one thing today, you would probably do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for me, it's like that hard work and determination to actually do it is like it's hard for me to find that in myself when it comes to like exercise or like just having that strict regimented lifestyle is like a challenge for me. So definitely like being a rapper seems like it would be a lot more accommodating.
Okay. Not for sure.
Okay, but so you just start putting music out, and then does it just hit right away?
Immediately. I was already living my city, like the first week I dropped.
Right.
Like, they knew the music. Like, then I dropped, like, 3 times in 4 months, so I'm just stepping on them. Like,
really?
I took over my city fast.
Damn, so it just happened like that? Like, that's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. I got signed 4 months into rapping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, and so... like right away, like I feel like a lot of people when they talk about you, they're like, damn, he got songs with this dude, he got songs with this dude. Like how did the Lil Baby thing come about? I feel like, you know, you making connections with people like him just made people take you serious way faster than they might have normally.
I know, huh? But I had already made Vulture Island. That was just a remix.
Mm-hmm.
So P heard it. So me and P was about to just like lock in with some shit. Like, he like, who you want on the remix? So I'm like, Baby. He sent it to Baby. Baby sent up his back just like that. Like, it wasn't even all that. Shot the video when I wanted to shoot it. Like, just real nigga, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it happened. It was just a natural link up. He wanted to do it. He one of the biggest people in the world. Like,
and P wasn't trying to sign you, or he was?
I was already signed.
Right, but was he trying to do business in some way, or did he want to be involved?
Yeah. Man, P was in business together. It's my dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there some degree of a regret there when you now kind of realize that if you had waited, you could have a lot more options in terms of who to sign to?
Not really, because I just look at it like, man, they believed in me when I wasn't shit. Like, so I was always one of them dudes to return a favor, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I just want to return a favor.
Did you ever have any other name since, I mean?
Round 49, that's it.
Are you from 49th Street, I'm kind of guessing, or something like that?
No. The Iberville Project, the Fort Wall, and the Ninth Wall.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, figured it was something like that. but you never thought about going by a different name? Because a lot of rappers have, you know, crazy-ass names, and it's pretty unique to just still be going by your...
I remember looking for my rap name, like man, Round 49, like, That's a long ass name. Like, I'm just like, I put it on my Instagram like Round 49, and it wasn't available.
Mm.
And that's around the time everybody doing one little baby and one little key. You remember?
Yeah.
That's how I put one Round 49. It ain't work. So I'm like, man, fuck it. I might just change my shit. I just say Round 49 up, and that bitch went through. I'm like, oh yeah, Round 49 up. That's it. That's my rap name now. Round 49. So that's how it just came about. Like, I'm just laying in my bed one day, just chilling.
Yeah, I mean, like, some rappers have, you know, goofy names, I guess you could say, and they seem kind of all right when they're, like, 18 or 21 or whatever, and then all of a sudden they're, like, 35 and they gotta...
Since 1979, TireRack.com has been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Test results, ratings, and reviews are there to assist. Or try the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. Tires ship fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Shop hand-cooked tires at TireRack.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Deal with the fact that they got this strange rap name for the rest of their life?
Nah, facts though. Like LaBaby grown, like...
See, you know, that's one of the craziest things about rap.
I'm gonna start calling Baby Dominique. I'm gonna start calling him by his
real name. Yeah, that, I mean, hey, that could represent the closeness of the relationship. But all right, think about it: Lil Baby and Young Thug. They have two of the most popular and most like interesting rappers, and they kind of have like two of the simplest rap names that you could ever think of.
Mm-hmm.
Like Young Thug is like the weirdest rap, like the most creative rapper I've ever fucking witnessed, pretty much in my whole time observing rap music, and he kind of has like a rap name that probably like 500 people had before him.
Uh-huh. I remember watching you and Thug interview.
Yeah.
Like before I was rapping and shit.
That was a career highlight, one of them.
Thug, one of the reasons I act how I act in this rap shit.
Mm.
Just like humble, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for sure, I remember that shit.
Yeah, people love him for the fact that he seems like he like never really changed.
Nah, for sure. I ain't lying. I remember watching this shit. He was just like, he just won't teach what's taught and shit. I'm like, damn, like that's how I'd be if I was at the top. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I mean, even like certain Thug mixtapes where he's giving his sisters verses, and he's just like, he had that real like sense of family that a lot of people kind of lose pretty early on.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm,
so now that you're like coming up in your career and stuff, do you like, who do you choose to move around with? Because a lot of rappers, I mean, the fact that you're with your mom, to me, that kind of tells me that you're trying to stay normal or stay humble, stay down to earth.
I ain't too big on like having niggas around me who I don't feel like really with me. Like if I'm with my niggas, it's gonna be four or it's three. Or it's like it's, I don't feel a need for all that because I know if it's 15 of us, two of y'all gonna take it there with me like the whole way. Like the other 13 just bullshit. So I already just had these four who I know everything about y'all. I know all y'all strong suits, and I know y'all gonna take it there with me. That's how I remember.
But does it get tricky? Because I feel like as soon as you start to see this money and this level of stardom and everything, then like you have all these people that you're cool with or you have some degree of friendship with, but you know, they want to be on the road with you, they want to be going to shows with you, etc. And I feel like a lot of times that's where the problems come from, is you have that conversation where you're like, nah, and they just can't accept it.
I ain't even really having that problem, like, because my dog, they respect my mind, like, cause I ain't just, if I say something, I'ma come with a reason I said it. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't really been having that problem.
Yeah, keep a small circle.
Yeah,
that's my advice. Okay, so I was watching you rapping with Peezy, and you guys were actually kind of going back and forth a bit on the verse.
Yeah.
And there's one really crazy moment in the song where you say that, or. I think you said you made $300,000 in a month, and then he kind of like one ups you. He's like, I made $1 million in a month.
Yeah, I made $1 million in a month.
And your response is, yeah, well, he's selling Fetty Wap. I'm just selling weed.
Nigga, I swear to God, I looked at that shit on Twitter. I'm like, nigga said, man, you dry snitching on peas. I'm like, damn, I kind of am dry snitching on peas. Like, man, I'm tripping.
Well, let's be real. Nobody's selling drugs anymore.
Ain't nobody
it's all fun.
Nah,
so.
Ain't nobody selling no Fetty Wap. That shit was some rap lyrics.
Right.
But, I ain't need to know what I said. That shit said some different shit, man. That's Fetty Wap, man. Listen.
That was just hilarious to me because a lot of times, you know, a rapper will do a feature with an artist and it's almost like they're not talking to each other on a song. There's no like communication. There's no like referencing the shit
it's
that the other
so
person
happy
said.
You said it like that.
And then it just like kind of worked perfectly. And I guess you guys had respect for each other, so it didn't come across as like an actual diss or anything like that.
No, it's my dog.
You know, a lot of people making money selling hard drugs like that though.
I don't know nothing about what you're talking about.
For sure. Okay, another thing I noticed that you like reference a lot in your music is talking about getting the girl's body done. How many times you done that?
None.
None. None. It's just rap talk.
Rap talk. I would get your body done if you worth it.
Really?
Honestly, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. If that's really your
my
queen.
Girl, I don't want my girl with her body done though.
Really?
Nah, I don't like that. I just don't. I would rather the outsiders have it. You know what I'm saying? But not my girl.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel like at this point in my life with my girl being naked on camera and stuff, it's like if she wanted some surgery and she didn't have the money and I could afford it, for sure I would pay for it.
Yeah.
But that is kind of like a special circumstance because it's more like a investment in her career.
Yeah. You got a lit relationship.
You heard?
Nah. I heard. We going to talk off camera. I need a setup for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I need you to set me up.
You like porn stars?
Yeah, I like porn stars.
Really?
Yeah.
You choose a porn star over like a round the way type girl?
No. Nah, I don't think so. Porn stars, porn stars is it, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you got a girl, like, that's all you could say you like is porn stars. That's the only thing that's right.
Right.
I watch porn. I don't do nothing else.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that's the only thing you could see. Yeah, like porn stars.
It's funny, though, because I feel like I know dudes who've gotten in trouble for being too into a certain porn star or some shit. They're following porn stars. Or
really.
Even some of the dudes I know who work here who are married and shit, and I'll see them liking a porn star's photo. I'm like, if I were you, I wouldn't be doing that. I wouldn't be taking the risk of getting yelled at.
Who's your favorite porn star?
Lena the Plug. I don't know if I could really say other than her.
I'm about to say good answer.
Nah, but I got some top from some porn stars where I'm like, oh shit, so that's some of the best top ever invented. Like, motherfuckers do not know that brand of top exists.
No cap, huh?
I mean, there's some crazy shit out there. And then I think about my whole life, I didn't know about that.
Ain't know about that, and I wouldn't have never knew about that.
You know?
That's crazy.
Makes me feel kind of lucky. Also, like,
you're lucky for sure.
It'd be weird to return to the normal world and be getting basic ass head again.
Don't do me that.
But so you're in a relationship or not?
No, I'm in a relationship, yeah.
How's that going? It's a long-term thing?
Yeah, it's a long-term thing. That's the only reason I'm in a relationship.
Really?
If it wasn't long-term, I would not be in a relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
How many years are we talking?
Probably like 5 now.
Really?
Yeah. Before anything. That's why it's comfortable.
What the fuck is that like from her perspective? Because she was dating like a relatively normal guy for a long time, and now she's got a whole different set of problems.
She, like me and her had took a break around the time I had started music.
Wow. Like, that was your chance.
I started music in January.
If you wanted to get out, you could have got out then.
No. I ain't want to get out there. I started music in January. Really, I dropped my first tape in like March. I started making music in January, but I dropped my first tape in like March, but me and her broke up in January.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't get back together till like June. And like I said, I was already lit in my city.
Right.
Like, so we get back together. She's like, what the fuck? Like, I moved different with me and shit. Like, so that was crazy. I remember her coming to one of my shows. She like, all these people here to come see you.
You kind of seeing the gears working in her brain of like, oh shit, my investment has paid off.
And she don't even listen. She don't even listen to like, to this type of rap. Like, she listen to Frank Ocean and shit. Like, that's the type of shit. Tyler the Creator, I did, like, she listened to that.
So you kind of got to explain to her, like, nah, I'm doing something.
Yeah, I got to explain to her. She see it, though, but I got to show her, like, look, see?
Yeah.
Like, they really do like me.
Well, what has changed? Because I feel like it's got to be hard for her to be as concerned about every little thing, because you probably in videos with strippers dancing next to you and shit like that. It's like, once you get to be a rapper, there's, like, certain things that would not be okay for a dude working at Dairy Queen to do that a girl kind of got to just accept that a rapper's going to do.
Probably like the videos, like when I got video girls dancing on me and shit.
Mm.
I'm like for Vulture Island, like for the remix for the baby, I put her in the video just because I want her to like feel like, all right, come on, like you.
Right.
This bitch. Like, but that's probably the biggest problem, like girls dancing on me and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, so she'll just like see a video and just hit you up and be like, why the fuck was she standing so
she
close?
She think I'm cheating, but I'm not.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Nah, yeah, it's porn. Not worth it. Can't do it.
Porn.
How'd you end up linking with my boy Desto Dev? Because I've seen a ton of people come through here to do an interview, and it was clear that they had just tapped in with him. But you're the first person I've seen with like the fur, or I don't know how to describe this fit.
Then I had went to his store one time. Like, I went to his store, and he just gave me some shit. Like, and then we just been locked in ever since. Like,
right.
That's all it was. Like, I just went to his store, like, probably the summer of last year.
Okay. But is this custom or something? Or is this
No. He just dropped this, though.
Oh, it just came out.
Sorry, okay. My dog Desto, man.
Yeah.
King of Cali Drip.
You a fan of the lean, though?
No.
So the cough syrup is just,
yeah, it's
just a metaphor? Sweat.
Yeah, that's his shit. I don't like lean.
I think you tried it?
I tried it, and I did like it.
Mm.
So I told myself I ain't doing it no more.
Right.
Because I'm not getting addicted to nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that to myself.
Yeah. I lean is great, but
lean,
God, it's
great,
the worst.
Bro.
It's just like,
it's addicting.
If you want to be prosperous in your life and be able to like really do good in your career,
yeah,
I don't think it's not the right move.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that shit ain't the right move.
Right. I got another lyric I wrote down here that I was kind of amazed by when I saw you say it. My girl a freak, I kiss her feet before I eat her out. I was like, oh, he's got a freaky side to him.
I was on the phone with this girl, and I'm like, man, help me make this song. And she like, I'm like, man, give me a word, what to say?
Mm.
She say, I don't know. So I started the song, say, I don't know what happened to my status, but I can't turn him down. Like, I just say, I don't know. Like, and then I'm like, what to say next? She said, you kiss her stomach, you kiss her stomach, you kiss a girl's stomach or something like that. Nah, I'm gonna say feet.
Mm.
Because people don't be kissing feet like
that. It's a
little
more viral.
Yeah, it's viral. So I said that. That's all that was. Like, I'm like, all right, I say feet. So,
I thought you were influenced by Kevin Gates because him being there.
Dog, that dude crazy. Damn.
What was that like?
What?
Just being around him and doing the song together and shit.
I ain't lying. I was appreciative because he don't really be doing no songs with people like that.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know what I'm saying? You just got to appreciate that. And he's a good person. I can tell he's genuine as fuck.
Yeah, he's a wild guy.
Like, he was coming to my video shoots before we even made a song. Like,
really?
Yeah, for sure. Just because, shout out Booby Black. Like, Booby Black, man, Booby Black like that. So I guess he put him on me like, man, listen to this little young nigga. Like, this the one.
Yeah. That's dope. That's cool. I was thinking that too. I'm like, I wonder like how many features Kevin Gates is doing at this point, or how many young artists he taps in with, because he kind of seems like he's in his own world to a certain extent. He only does shit he really fucks with.
Yeah, he don't really be doing shit like that. I see him do one for Ryan Wave and shit, like he probably got like 6 features.
Right. So, okay. You got a new song, Hate It or Love It, with the baby.
Yeah.
Well, how did that come about, and what was it like spending time around him?
I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with him tough though. Yeah, real genuine dude. Mm-hmm. He landed in Miami, and he asked me, was I down? I'm like, yeah. Cause I had saw him bumping my shit that I had just dropped, that Yes It Did. I saw him bumping it on the store. So I tapped him, I'm like, man, thank you and shit. But he was one of the first people to DM me by Vulture Island.
Mm.
But he tapped in, like, man, you're in Miami. I'm like, yeah. He's like, let's go to the studio tonight. It was simple, like just genuine. We wound up doing it. We talked. It was me and his decision with everything.
Mm.
Like, all right, let's do the video. Want to do the video? Yeah, let's do the video. Let's do it. Like, it was me and him. It wasn't no label shit or nothing like that. Like,
yeah, that's dope. That's definitely where that's the level that you want artists to be fucking with you on.
That's where you fuck everything else up. Fuck everything up at. Like putting a label into y'all mix, like.
Yeah, because picture being like a real whack, corny ass rapper, and you pay for a feature from an artist, and then you're on the same show as the artist, and the artist ain't gonna come out and perform the song with you.
I ain't lying, the baby so G, dog. This nigga, like when the video dropped, like he don't even know my shit wasn't downloading on my phone or whatever, but he put a collab post and shit, like he ain't had to do that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Just to make that shit go up, like.
Yeah, that's fire. That video is like a little bit better quality than some of the stuff you dropped. Like, do you feel like you have to keep up in the level of quality? Because a lot of your older stuff is a lot more like just quick in a parking lot type shit.
I don't lie. Like, it come with the growth though. Like, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, people like them street artists. They like you doing street shit in your videos. So you got to keep it the same. Don't take it too far, but you know what I'm saying? Like, probably got to get a better videographer for it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's about it.
Definitely. So, like, the days of you just shooting videos in random parking lots is over, or are you moving a little bit smarter?
Yeah. I just had a conversation with my pops. He told me, like, man, you got to stop going on gas stations like that.
Mm.
Yeah, so I might have stopped. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, definitely. I know you can't talk about the whole shooting incident or whatever happened, but I'm sure that played a part, too. Because, like, when you hear the story of how that all played out, it was like, oh, they were kind of chilling a little bit too hard, being a little too casual about being out there in public like that, right?
Yeah, so you can't just do that no more. That's it.
Mm, definitely. Okay, so it said in the notes that they gave me that, like, you've always considered fashion to be, like, a huge part of the brand that you're building. Like, has that always just been an interest of yours, or is that, like, since you got money?
I always wanted to be a fly little nigga, dog. I think when I got some money and I was able to get it myself, it just made it that much, like, that much litter. Like, I remember being able to go in Saks for the first time and get what I wanted. Like, I told myself, like, man, you about to start your own shit.
Really?
Yeah. So I just started a cologne and a perfume line.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you like meet somebody who does that kind of stuff, or are you doing it all on your own? Like, what?
I got my daddy doing like the smelling and stuff, but other than that, it's just our shit, man.
You trust his taste and smells?
Yeah, he be bringing me some good smells.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does he get them?
I think like this plug in Paris or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a world I don't know anything about.
Me neither.
You rock cologne every day?
Not really. Like, I wear my shit, but that's it.
I got it sitting right there in the bathroom, and I never think to put it on.
Yeah, me neither. I got so much. Like, I got like 8, 9 of them motherfuckers, and I just put my shit on, but that's on a good day, like. Other than that, I don't even be touching that shit.
Yeah, I bought a bottle of Versace cologne years ago, and it's still sitting there. And every once in a blue moon, I'll throw it on, but like I feel like my girl don't really notice.
You tried the Dior?
I don't know. Probably the not.
Dior Sauvage.
That's the shit?
Brother, that was the shit for a minute. That shit smells so fucking good. You tried that shit? Man, that shit good.
Belt knows about it.
That shit, him game.
My main memory of cologne that like really had an impact on me, though, was when I was young going to Abercrombie. And the Abercrombie store would be fucking flooded with their cologne.
I remember my cologne. My dad had a cologne before he went to jail. He had like just buku colognes in this little box, this chest box.
Right.
That's my like earliest memory of cologne. Like, yeah, I remember that.
So they told me, or
I don't know where that shit went. That's all I'm about to say.
Okay. I was just going to say that they told me that you performed at like this big festival that Boosie put on.
Yeah.
What was that like? Because I always like see these flyers for these Boosie parties and everything, and man, I always kind of wonder what the energy is like in that.
That nigga Boosie is him, dog. Mm. I was going to Southern. It did like a Spring Fest, and LaBaby was supposed to come, but they had canceled last minute. LaBaby still wound up coming, but Boosie replaced his spot. I didn't know how much they fuck with Boosie, dog. Dog, these people know this stuff word by word. Like, he can go 30, 40 songs deep, like, and they know it. Like, I think Boosie had one of the littest concerts I've ever been to.
Damn.
Boosie, this is what he do. He let everybody go on. He on the stage while everybody going on, too. Like, it ain't like he just sitting in the cut, like, just waiting on his turn. So when he come out, he just got all like nah, he ain't on that. He outside with you, so. When it's his turn, everybody come on the stage. And like all his people come on the stage. He got 50, 60 people on the stage with him.
Right.
And they cut all the lights on in the stadium. And he performs just like that.
Right.
Like, he lets you see, boy, these people know my shit. Like they going crazy with the lights on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard for that to happen. Like,
yeah.
For somebody to be going crazy with the lights on.
Wow.
Nah, they went nuts for him.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to look at an example of somebody who really, like, just has it out the mud, like, doing his own thing, doesn't need any corporations, he can go on a podcast or he can go on any Twitter and just talk shit about whoever the fuck he wants to talk shit about and nobody can do anything because he's just self-made.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty inspiring.
It's boosted, bro.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's a fact. Okay, so what do you got planned in terms of new music coming out and everything like that?
I'm supposed to be jumping. At the probably like middle of April, end of April.
Mm-hmm.
Full God 2. I think this is one of my like best shits I done put together. You know what I'm saying? Just because I feel myself making better music. That's it. Like, I feel myself making better music. I'm making music with like what better artists. So it's a competition.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm hyped to check it out because I feel like, you know, you got a lot of energy around you right now, and it's going to be dope to see.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
What comes in the future?
I'm excited.
Definitely. Okay. Sure. How much longer you out here in LA?
Probably till like Saturday.
You got any other plans?
Yeah, I got interviews all day. I'm supposed to be going to dinner tonight too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not shooting any music videos out here? You record when you're out of town and stuff?
I recorded last night, but I ain't like the studio.
Really?
Yeah.
What was wrong with it?
The mic, they had this mic.
Really?
Yeah.
This didn't feel right?
Yeah, it sounded like as like, you know, like, I'm used to good mics now.
Right.
So when I hear myself talking, I'm like, damn, like, I need some swag in my voice. Yeah, they ain't really out there.
Damn. Okay. That makes sense. All right. Well, I appreciate you pulling up on us, man.
I appreciate you, man. This shit long overdue.
Yeah, Rob 49, man.
My dog.
Good luck with everything in your career.
Automatic.
Very happy to see you going up. Appreciate you. Rob 49, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.
Yeah.